Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific, very club-useful skill in Ableton Live, arranging around a vocal hook for drum and bass. Because in DNB, a good hook is like a logo, it's instant identity, but if you paste it everywhere, it stops feeling special, it masks the drums and bass, and your drop loses weight. So the goal in this lesson is simple. Treat the hook like a weapon. Tease it, deliver it, then get out of the way. We're building a beginner-friendly rolling DNB club arrangement around 174 BPM, with a DJ-ready structure. 16-bar intro, 16-bar build, 32-bar drop 1, 16-bar breakdown, 32-bar drop 2, and a 16-to-32-bar outro. And we'll use only Ableton stock tools. Alright, open Ableton, switch to arrangement view, and let's set the session up fast and correct. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 works, but 174 is a clean starting point. Next, bring in your vocal audio and set the warp mode based on what you're doing. If it's a full vocal phrase that needs to stay natural, choose Complex Pro. Keep formants at 0 to start, and set envelope around 128 as a neutral setting. If you're working with short stabs and you want punch and tightness, beats mode often works better. Now set your grid so you can think in club phrases. Right-click the timeline and use a fixed grid of 1 bar, or half a bar if you like editing tighter. And here's the first big workflow win. Add locators immediately. Put 1 at intro, 1 at build, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, and outro. Think of these locators like signposts for DJs and dancers. DNB is phrase-driven, and phrase discipline makes your track feel professional even if the sounds are simple. Now let's choose and prep the hook so it's arrangement ready. Import your vocal hook audio and find the most memorable phrase. For club DNB, that's usually 1 to 2 bars, not 8 bars, not a whole verse. Just the bit people remember after one listen. Once you find it, consolidate it. Select that section and press CMD or Ctrl J. That gives you one clean clip that's easy to move around, duplicate, and warp consistently. Then tighten the timing. Turn warp on, and use 1 or 2 warp markers, not 20. Your goal is to align the start of the hook to the start of a phrase. Think bar 1 energy. Later, you can intentionally place it a little off for groove, but first make it land clean. Now do a quick cleanup chain on the vocal track, so it sits like a club sample feature, not a giant pop a cappella that tries to take over the mix. Start with EQ8. High pass it around 100 to 160 Hz to remove rumble. If it's aggressive or painful, dip a couple dB around 2 to 5 kHz. Then add a compressor, ratio somewhere between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1, with an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transients, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Finally, add utility. If the vocal is too wide, bring width down to around 80 to 100%. If it's too quiet, use utility gain instead of cranking the clip gain into distortion. Optional but effective for club. Add saturator with soft clip on. Drive between 1 and 4 dB. You're not trying to make it crunchy. You're trying to make it read clearly on loud systems without being harsh. Quick coach note before we arrange. Tick one hero frequency zone for the hook. Decide what it's supposed to be. If you want it to cut through on small speakers, aim mid forward around 1 to 3 kHz. If you want excitement, a bit of air around 6 to 10 kHz can work, but that can get harsh fast. If you want weight, low mids around 200 to 500 Hz can feel thick, but it can also fight your bass. So choose one zone to feature and EQ toward that goal. That decision alone keeps you out of a lot of beginner mix trouble. Now we build the phrase map. DNB club arrangement is basically a promise to the listener. Something changes every 16 bars, and big moments happen every 32. So place your locators on those boundaries. Here's the template. 16 bars intro, 16 bars build, 32 bars drop 1, 16 bars breakdown, 32 bars drop 2, 16 to 32 bars outro. Now let's arrange the hook through that structure. Intro first, tease the hook without spending it. In the intro, DJs want something mixable, drums and atmosphere, stable energy, no huge surprises that ruin a blend. So think hats, rides, light percussion, maybe the pad or jungle texture. Often you skip the full kick to keep headroom and make the drop impact bigger. For the hook in the intro, your job is not to show the hook. Your job is to hint at it so the listener's brain starts craving it. One easy method, filtered teaser. Put auto filter on the vocal. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff around 400 to 800 Hz, so it's muffled like it's coming from another room. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 20%, and then automate the cutoff opening slowly across 8 to 16 bars. And instead of playing the hook constantly, use it like punctuation. For example, drop in one word or the last word every 4 bars. That's enough to plant the earworm. Now set up a reverb send for ghost moments. Create a return track with hybrid reverb. Use a hall or plate, decay 3 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz. Then, on the vocal track, automate the send up only on the last word every 4 bars. You're basically throwing the vocal into space and letting the tail carry into the gap. This is an important rule you can adopt today. Dry in the drops, wet in the gaps. Big effects sound amazing when there's bass. In heavy sections, big effects turn into mush. Now the build. Give the hook a setup moment. In the build, don't just add more stuff randomly. Add purpose. This is where you might bring in a snare build, a riser, more ghost notes, and some bass movement without the full sub weight. For the hook, you want it clearer than the intro, but still not the full headline. Two great options. Option 1 is call and response with the drums. Let the hook hit somewhere around the middle of the build, then leave a gap so the drums answer. That gap is important. This audio version is shortened for playback.